Hello, Sentence Sounds listeners. This is Michael Shannon, your volunteer reader, with stories from the American West. This is Arizona history. In my readings, we'll focus mainly on the events and characters that shaped our Arizona history and culture. Today, I will tell you about Cochise County Sheriff John Slaughter. John Horton Slaughter, widely known as Texas John Slaughter, was born in Sabine Parish, Louisiana in 1841. His family moved to Texas when he was a child. He grew up on the frontier, where he learned essential survival skills including tracking, shooting, and horsemanship. During the American Civil War, Slaughter joined the Confederate Army, serving with the Texas Mounted Rifles. His experiences during the war honed his combat skills and deepened his familiarity with the rough terrain of the West. After the war, he became involved in cattle ranching and trail driving, moving cattle along the Chisholm Trail. Transitioned to cattle ranching and became a trail driver. He and his brothers formed a cattle transporting company and drove herds along routes such as the Chisholm Trail. In 1876, he became a Texas Ranger, fighting in the Indian Wars and helping to maintain law and order in the often lawless frontier. Slaughter became widely known after a tense confrontation during a poker game. Outlaw Barney Gallagher, accused of cheating, was pursued and ultimately shot by Slaughter, a defining incident that bolstered his reputation. In the 1880s, Slaughter settled in Cochise County, Arizona, where in 1884 he purchased the 65,000 acres San Bernardino Ranch near the Mexico border for approximately $80,000. Two-thirds of his property lay in Mexico, with the remaining third in the Arizona Territory. The ranch became a successful cattle operation and a hub of activity in the region. A shrewd businessman and gambler, Slaughter also engaged in banking and real estate. He was known for his generosity, particularly towards children, often donating to orphanages and schools. Slaughter was elected sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona in 1886 and served two terms through 1890. He became well known for restoring lawfulness in towns like Tombstone, Arizona, after the infamous 1881 gunfight at the OK Corral. Texas John Slaughter was known for his relentless pursuit of outlaws during his time as sheriff of Cochise County. As sheriff, he was instrumental in taming the remnants of outlaw groups that still operated in the region, including former associates of the infamous Cowboys, a gang linked to figures like Curly Bill Brocious and the Clantons. Slaughter was known for his no-nonsense approach to justice, often personally hunting down fugitives. His quick draw and deadly accuracy made him a feared figure among outlaws. Often he would return empty-handed. He would explain that the fugitive resisted and was shot and buried on the spot. He played a crucial role in bringing law and order to the region, which was still recovering from the lawlessness of the cowboy gang and other criminal elements. Here are some notable outlaws he tracked and apprehended. First up, the Jack Taylor Gang. The Jack Taylor Gang was a notorious group of train and stagecoach robbers who operated in Arizona and Mexico. Slaughter played a key role in hunting down the gang members, leading to their eventual capture and demise. Jack Taylor, the gang's leader, fled to Mexico, but several of his men were arrested or killed due to Slaughter's efforts. Also, Indian Charlie, whose real name was Florentino Saez, was a known outlaw involved in cattle rustling and other crimes along the Arizona-Mexico border. Slaughter tracked him down and, in a dramatic confrontation, personally shot and killed him. This was one of the many instances where Slaughter's quick draw and fearless approach made him a feared lawman. Then the McSweeney Gang. This gang of horse thieves and rustlers operated in Arizona Territory. Slaughter and his posse pursued them relentlessly, capturing or killing several members. His efforts helped put an end to their criminal activities in the region. Also, the Red Jack Gang. Red Jack Elmer and his gang were stagecoach robbers who targeted Wells Fargo shipments. Slaughter was instrumental in their downfall, tracking the gang and helping bring its members to justice. Some were killed in shootouts, while others were captured. Slaughter often pursued fugitives and bandits along the Arizona-Mexico border who used the border as a means of escape. He worked with law enforcement and vigilantes to capture horse thieves, cattle rustlers, and murderers who tried to evade justice by crossing into Mexico. John Slaughter had a unique approach. Unlike other lawmen of the time, Slaughter preferred to work alone or with a small posse, relying on his tracking skills and gunfighting prowess. He was known to give outlaws a chance to surrender, but had no hesitation in using his gun if they resisted. His reputation alone was enough to deter many criminals from operating in Cochise County. Slaughter's relentless pursuit of justice helped clean up the Arizona frontier, cementing his legacy as one of the toughest lawmen of the Old West. Texas John Slaughter was renowned for his skill in tracking and apprehending outlaws. His methods were a combination of frontier experience, strategic thinking, and an intimidating personal presence. Here's how he tracked and caught criminals. First, he had expert tracking skills. Slaughter had a deep understanding of the land, having spent years as a cattleman, soldier, and lawman. He could read signs such as disturbed brush and broken twigs, faint footprints and hoof tracks. He located water sources where fugitives might stop. He observed changes in animal behavior that indicated human movement. His ability to track outlaws through rugged terrain gave him an advantage, often allowing him to follow criminals from miles without losing their trail. He also used small, fast posses. Unlike some lawmen who traveled with large posses, Slaughter often preferred to work alone or with just a few trusted deputies. This made his movements unpredictable and allowed him to sneak up on fugitives undetected. He favored surprise attacks and ambushes. Slaughter knew that catching outlaws required strategy, and he would often track them to the hideouts and strike when they were least expecting it. He would set up ambushes along known escape routes, cutting off their chances of getting away. Or he would approach quietly at night to take them by surprise before a fight could break out. He was fearless during direct confrontations. He was a crack shot and had a reputation for being fearless in gunfights. His reputation alone made Otlo surrender without a fight. When confrontation was unavoidable, he was quick on the draw and never hesitated to take action. He engaged in cross-border pursuits. Many criminals tried to escape into Mexico, thinking they would be safe. However, Slaughter, who had a strong connection with Mexican authorities and experience in cross-border tracking, often pursued fugitives across border, bringing them to justice. He used psychological tactics and took advantage of his own reputation. Slaughter's mere presence was sometimes enough to scare outlaws into surrendering. He had a cold, piercing stare and was known for saying very little. Letting his reputation as a fearless lawman speak for itself, he was also known to use deception, disguises, and misinformation to outwit criminals. He applied a no-nonsense approach to justice. Unlike some lawmen who preferred lengthy trials, Slaughter was known for swift justice. If a fugitive resisted arrest, he had no problems handling the matter with his six-shooter. Those who surrendered were jailed and swiftly tried. He succeeded in utilizing informants. Slaughter had a network of informants, including ranchers, townspeople, and even reformed criminals. These sources provided valuable intelligence on outlaw movements, allowing him to get ahead of his targets. And he had an extensive knowledge of outlaw behavior. Having been a gambler and a cattle driver himself, Slaughter understood how outlaws thought. He anticipated their moves and knew where they would likely be seeking shelter, gamble, or sell stolen goods. Slaughter's combination of tracking skills, strategy, and sheer grit made him one of the most feared and effective lawmen of the Old West. Let's talk about his personal life. Slaughter married twice. His first wife, Eliza Adeline Harris, died young, and he later married Viola Howell in 1871. Viola became a well-known figure in Arizona society and supported her husband's endeavors. Viola's mother was against the marriage and passed out screaming when told by her daughter of her intent. Though they had no biological children, they adopted several. The Slaughters adopted the young girl and named her Apache May. Sometime in the late 1800s, while living on their San Bernardino ranch near the Arizona-Mexico border. According to legend, she was either an orphaned Apache or a mixed heritage child found after a raid or a battle, or a child taken from outlaws or traders during one of Slaughter's law enforcement missions. The exact circumstances of how she came into their care is unclear, but the Slaughters took her in and attempted to raise her as their daughter. Viola Slaughter, known for her compassion, took on the responsibility of raising Apache May, providing her with a home, clothing, and education. However, Apache May reportedly struggled to adjust to life with the Slaughters. Some accounts suggest that she never fully assimilated into their way of life, possibly due to cultural differences or a desire to return to her native roots. The details of what happened to Apache May later in life remain uncertain. Some stories claim she ran away as a teenager and was never seen again. She may have returned to her Apache people or another Native American community. She could have faced a tragic fate, though no evidence supports this claim. One account of her fate claims that she died still a young child when her flowing dress caught fire from a campsite and died from her wounds. There are no known records of her adulthood leading to speculation about her ultimate fate. Despite leaving his position as sheriff, he remained active in law enforcement and frequently assisted in pursuing criminals. John Slaughter passed away on February 16, 1922, at his San Bernardino ranch. He was remembered as one of the last great frontier lawmen. His life inspired books, television portrayals, and folklore, cementing his status as a Western legend. His ranch is now a historic site located east of Douglas, Arizona, and his exploits remain part of Arizona and Texas folklore. His relentless pursuit of justice and dedication to taming the Wild West earned him a lasting place in history. I'm now going to read from a couple of obituaries from local papers that appeared shortly after he passed away. The first one is a obituary from the Tombstone Epitaph that was published February 19, 1922. John Slaughter was chiefly instrumental in the capture of the famous Apache chief Geronimo, who surrendered at the San Bernardino Ranch. On many occasions later, Mr. Slaughter directed expeditions of the United States troops through southern Arizona and northern Mexico, as no man better knew the lurking places of the Indians as he did, or better understood their cunning habits and modes of warfare. The same can be said of the Mexican bands that harassed him continually. He was also well known to the Indians, and it was old Chief Geronimo himself who said that no life should ever be taken at the San Bernardino Ranch. In 1887, John Slaughter was elected sheriff of Cochise County, and in this capacity he served two terms which have gone down in the history of the Southwest as remarkable for the good accomplished. It was during his terms that law and order was established in what was then a country of outlaws and murderous bands, both white and red men. During his 10 years of office, he brought to justice many desperados who had been operating through the country, and many attempts were made to entrap him and take his life. But John Slaughter was too quick and too wise for them to cope with, and in every case he outgeneraled his foes. He was always solicitous of the welfare of Cochise County and ever ready to assist those upon whom the hand of adversity had fallen, and was foremost in ridding the country of outlaws and cattle thieves, which made it a safe place for cattle raising. Mr. Slaughter married Adelaide Harris, daughter of one of the most prominent families of San Angelo, Texas, who died shortly after their removal to Arizona, leaving one son, William, who died in 1911, and one daughter, Adelaide, who is the wife of Dr. William A. Green of Douglas. Mr. Slaughter later married Miss Cora Viola Howell of Douglas, who has been with him constantly during his recent illness. In the passing of the venerable old pioneer, it can truly be said that Tombstone and Cochise County have lost one of the most constructive citizens they've ever had. And when news of his death at a ripe old age reaches ears of the old-timers of this county, who fought with him, worked with him, and honored John Slaughter, it will be with a pang of regret, which can only be fully realized by those who have met him and known him in his life in the Southwest. I'm also going to read an obituary that appeared in the Arizona Daily Star on February 22, 1922. John Slaughter, pioneer. The Old West is going. For John Slaughter, pioneers passed like the ships that pass in the night. Cochise County's grand old man complained and slept and never wakened, and so passed one of the great characters of Arizona. John Slaughter is famed in song and story. His exploits have coursed around the globe. His friends have been legion, and his enemies he has been proud of. His life has been full of work, of love, and of accomplishment. When Cochise was young as a political subdivision of the wild western territory, John Slaughter came to see. He drove his herd to the San Pedro and camped. He has been there ever since. In the meantime, he has seen life and life as it was lived in those strenuous days of the 70s and 80s. John Slaughter's record will live long in any history of this county. He is chiefly remembered as its sheriff. There are many sheriffs famed in song and fable. Most of them have gained their fame through a facility with which they use their trigger finger. John Slaughter, however, gained his fame as a staunch supporter of the law by his ability to take trouble in its incipiency and prevent its consequences. Yet he did not fear man nor devil. He shot straight when shooting was necessary. He rarely missed his mark, and the bandits and desperados of his day testified to his prowess. As a builder, John Slaughter had accomplished much. When John Slaughter was sheriff, the law was a written thing. He had hardly found lodgment in the hearts of the people, but the new sheriff believed the law was to be enforced. He believed in the rights of property. He was firmly convinced that life was of value and should be protected. On that premise, he reigned in Cochise, and woe to the man who directed his scheme of hours otherwise. For John Slaughter never quit. John Slaughter is dead, but the spirit of the Old West, the better part of the West that was, still lives in the memory of the present generation, and the name of Slaughter will live forever. In Cochise, stand synonymous for law enforcement, that heritage John Slaughter leaves his family, his friends, and his state. I hope that you enjoyed this reading of the story of Texas John Slaughter and his contribution to the rich history of Arizona. Readers of True West Magazine can write in and ask questions of Arizona's official state historian, Marshall Trimble. Here are some questions and his informative responses. From the January 2020 issue of True West Magazine, reader Chase Appleby of Venice, Florida, writes the Marshal, "What was the relationship between U.S. Marshals and town marshals or county sheriffs?" Marshal Trimble answers, "A deputy U.S. Marshal was responsible for federal crimes, and a town marshal or county sheriff had authority dealing with town or county crimes, respectively. Many times, county sheriffs or town marshals were also deputized as deputy U.S. Marshal. Virgil Earp is a good example. He was a marshal of Tombstone and deputy U.S. Marshal. But being a U.S. Marshal was a full-time administrative job. A person in that position rarely makes arrests. So Gunsmoke's Matt Dillon being a U.S. Marshal in Dodge City was bogus. The town marshal, county sheriff, and their deputies would have been responsible for the day-to-day job of upholding the law." Forrest Sutton of Austin, Texas writes in, "Did Old West prisoners have access to health care?" Marshal Trimble answers, "Health care in Old West prisons and jails varied widely. Most prisons had some kind of medical facility or infirmary to treat the sick, but actual medical care was limited. For example, the infirmary of the territorial prison at Yuma had 12 beds. Doctors were available sporadically, usually called in from the neighboring community, and few served longer than a year. a Dr. Cotter served from 1893 to 1896. During his tenure, he established the prison hospital. Adding to the problem, the jails/prisons were filthy and full of germs, so sickness was rampant. This is Michael Shannon, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, and this has been the reading of Arizona History. If you missed a program, you can get it on demand at the Sun Sounds website, www.sunsounds.org. Click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Scroll down to the programming links and choose on-demand broadcasts. Sun Sounds is also available on your smart home device.